In the mountains east of San Diego, where fires continue to rage, thousands of firefighters are working round the clock to save homes and protect buildings. These crews operate on little food and sleep and face unpredictable conditions that can turn life-threatening in seconds. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS walked the fire lines with those battling the fire in Descanso, California.
They call themselves the Laguna Hotshots, a team of 21 Forest Service firefighters who are part of a frontline defense against the raging wildfires that have eaten up more than 300,000 acres across San Diego County. At a base camp near the headquarters of the Cleveland National Forest, District Commander Rick Marinello briefs the crew.
What we're going to try to do now today is push the dozer line all the way to the Merrigan Truck Trail. That takes off, you know, where you guys run sometimes?
Okay.
And they're going to come right to here. Tal and Mike are out there right now making that happen.
Marinello explains that the idea is to keep the fire between a fire trail that has been cleared of brush by heavy equipment and a two-lane highway. Along the road are homes, horse stables, and a few grocery stores.
We're on the slope, in the flats, you know, west of 79.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we have a place to turn it, we've got some houses in here.
Try and get it around the houses.
Get it around the houses and bring it right to 79 like this.
Outside, 33-year-old Patrick Williams prepares his lime green fire truck. It's filled with all kinds of equipment, from grenade-like explosives to emergency shelters made from special fire-resistant material.
All sorts of scraping tools, little rakers, pounders to pound in wedges to knock trees over, digging tools, cutting tools, fusees. This is all our burning out equipment. They're flares thrown into the brush and light the brush on fire.
Williams and the rest of the Hotshots have been working night and day since Sunday. The week before, the team was busy fighting fires in Northern California and Montana. Williams says he grabs some rest whenever he can.
Last night was a good night, I think. We got about 5 hours, so it was a real good break for us. We actually sleep across the street, and we were evacuated at 3:30 in the morning. It was kind of funny, us being evacuated.
The three-truck caravan slowly winds its way through a smoke-filled canyon where a thin curtain of flames is crawling along the ridgeline above. Resident Linda Lightfoot is about to leave her home when the team pulls up.
It's a moonscape back up there. It looks like a nuclear war, and there's homes standing in the middle of nothing. And what these guys are doing is absolutely fabulous. And this is our home, so we're real glad to see them here.
After hiking through a thick canopy of scrub oak and red-barked manzanita bushes, firefighter Steve Vigil prepares to light a backfire. If done right, controlled backfires eat up dry grasses before the main fire can consume them. Vigil admits the job is dangerous, but says the crew always keeps an eye out for one another and possible escape routes.
Right now, if something were to happen here, we know exactly where we're going. In fact, I should tell you, we're going up to this clean burn up here. You're safe in the black. It's already burnt. There's no danger there.
Supervisor Dennis Baldridge says his team is well prepared for any emergency.
The biggest danger is not paying attention to what's going on around us. And, there's hazards out there. There's trees that can fall. There's rocks that roll. Those are the normal things. It's just the environmental concerns. But what our training is set up to do is to keep us from getting into an unsafe position.
It seems that the backfire is working, and the main fire has stalled for now.
I can stay in here. I'll kind of hang out in front of you.
The team scurries down the canyon and back into their trucks. They've been successful and hope that their efforts will protect the homes and people who live down below. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Descanso, California.